Blog Talk Radio.
Fun with Phonetics. Phonetics live next on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes, and it's Fun with Phonetics today, and I want to welcome you all to our show. It is Thursday, December 12th, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, as we do every time we are with you, and I want to thank you for joining us, and if you'd like to join us live, you can call us at 714-242-5248, or you can email us here at the station at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. Those 10 digits again are 714-242-5248, or you can email us at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. I am just, if you can't already tell, so excited that we're going forward with our series with Phonetics with my special guest today. This is part two of our series with my guest. And so let's get started because time is of the essence and there's just so much material to cover and I want to have you meet this remarkable woman. Phonetics, the poetic truth in every childhood photograph, was created by my guest today. She's an author, speaker, poet, and spirit guide. Her book, Nancy's Truth, the Archetypal Childhood Memoirs, is a wonderful book that illustrates this creative process on getting to the core of the inner daughter, the inner child, and something that really is on the forefront of magnificence. She's a visionary, and it's just this phenomenal process that I'm so excited to share with you today. So without further ado, as they say, please welcome back to the show Nancy Siegel. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Miss Lauren. I saw her walking up with me. You're incredible.
You're incredible. Yeah. You know, someone's got to toot my horn, so I do it every now and then for myself. So, yeah, it kind of feels good.
How are you doing today on this beautiful, clear, bright December day in SoCal?
I'm doing fabulous, and part of the reason is because we're back together to discuss Phonetics and what that is all about and how your creative process can enliven, empower, wake up the inner son, inner daughter of people, and how it has affected every part of their life, whether it's the creative process of writing, confidence. It's just an amazing step. It's a core. It's something that nobody has, I don't think, ever done, and it's your time to shine. You're in the spotlight. So once again, just kind of refresh, I know we spoke about this last week with overwhelming success. So just if you could describe Phonetics, the process and how you got started with it.
Well, the process really is about ourselves as the sacred child within us. This is not a culture that recognizes purports to be, you know, very child awareness. Still, I never see the word sacred attached really to much of anything, but certainly to the child. So Phonetics it has a reverence for the sacred inner child, and which I call the inner daughter or inner son of every woman and man, because that is really our responsibility as adults, to learn how to become our own parent. That's what our parents are supposed to get us ready to do. And yet, in this culture and many, many others, that's a step that is omitted because of patriarchy. And so I teach women and men to return in a very holistic way, in a very immediate way, to their sacred inner daughter and son, using their childhood photographs, also being sacred. You know, those photographs, whenever I work with them, with another person, even the way I handle and touch them, these are like, I don't want to use the word religious because then we get into a whole other negativity, but they are sacred icons of who we are, what our purpose is, our calling, our archetypal energies, the messages, and essentially the spirit world that we have come from in order to accomplish our life's purpose. And that purpose can take a lifetime to grow down into, but that's essentially what Phoetics is all about. And I named it Phoetics for the poetic truth in every childhood photograph.
It's fascinating because I was sharing your, I wanted to give a heads up, in February on the 22nd, you'll be having a workshop in Orange County, and we'll be giving more information to that workshop a little bit later on. But I was sharing with a friend the excitement that I have in having the opportunity to have a Phoetic session with you, and my own personal experience. And this friend of mine was remembering a childhood photo of herself with her mother, and I could just see where that experience of looking at that photo took her and how it changed her internally, emotionally she changed. So it took her back to that innocent time when she was a kid. I mean, she would smile from ear to ear. And, you know, what you have done for me, my experience is I had a traumatic experience in my childhood, and so now I want to remove that veil from that arrested development and uncover, discover what was arrested and how I can rekindle that.
You know, and you bring up so many valid points. I mean, they're all just, each one of them is a major headline. But first, I would tell your listeners that Lauren is very empathetic. She's highly intuitive. So what she saw in the changed demeanor of her friend as she was recalling this photograph, some of us see, some of us don't. Some of us pick up on it in spades, and of course, Lauren does. And what it was is that, you know, we return back to that essence of who we are, our total being. It can all of a sudden become visible to you as a person who's remembering a photograph. I did a whole Phoetics radio show, 2 hours, on one person just remembering his childhood photograph. And by the time we finished, in my opinion, he has a whole novel, which I hope he writes one day, because it was just so shot full of archetypal mysteries. It was like a, I don't know, like a Miss Marple or a Nancy Drew mystery that went on and on and on, except for this one picture that he remembers from the house he grew up on and it was in. And so that's one thing, how that Phoetics is a transformative process, which, you know, I'm sure that that's implicit in what we talk about, but it needs to be said. It is transformative. It does transformative work, and it's very immediate because of many reasons, but because our body is so involved in the process, as opposed to, let's say, if you're doing any kind of metaphysical work and you're tapping into other spiritual dimensions. It's not what phyletics is. It's quite the opposite, where you're driving yourself back into your spiritual self, and the body remembers what the mind forgets. So your body
is so
like
true.
What?
No, I was saying that is so true. That is so true. And the power of phyletics is, I think I related this experience to you when I, and how the work, the inner work that you do is expressed outwardly. So you take the work out into the world, and it is noticed on a subconscious level to those people. And people that you may meet, strangers, people that you know, won't know what it is that's different about you. Just when I shared with you about the woman who asked me how my children are doing, and I instantly knew that,
Sorry, that's an amazing phoetics story. Go ahead and tell that.
Well, only because it illustrates the power of your work, how transformative it is, and I will borrow a beautiful sentiment or line from a friend that I spoke to this morning about how it's like this doily that we have on in our light. It shines through that doily, and so the pattern that the doily makes, other people see, and they're not sure what it is that they see. Mm-hmm. So the process of phoetics and what I'm experiencing is being illuminated through my doily, and so people see something. So this woman that I met, she began this conversation with, "Oh, hi, how are you? It's so good to see you. We haven't seen you in so long." And immediately I knew that she knew I was someone else to her. And when she said, "How are your children?" I said, "I believe you've mistaken me for someone else. I don't have children." She said, "But didn't you adopt someone?" And the word adopt, trigger word for me, because I did. I adopted little Lauren. We found each other again. We reconnected, and I adopted her, and the love I found for her was illustrated obviously to this woman. So that is the power, or one of the components of phoetics. I'm sure everyone's experience is different, but I think I would like you to share perhaps what is one of the most unique or profound experiences as a guide you've uncovered with someone in this process.
Wow. Well, of course, I regard every session, a private session, as sacred, as well as the workshops. I mean, women understand, and I've yet to do an all-male workshop. That's in the works. But I do believe that men and women need to have their own sacred spaces in order to experience complete freedom. It's just mm-hmm. It happens at a very subliminal level. So no matter who I am guiding or witnessing, because you really are a loving witness, and then you add to that your sacred witnesses, which are your photographs. I mean, they are the ones who bear your consciousness and all the gifts to bequeath you. So whether it's, and tears, women fall apart, and we've always got Kleenexes around. But what's beautiful is that the tears dissolve into laughter. And people, you know, in guiding someone, you think you could be approaching something that is just a horrendous trauma that no child should ever have to go through. But I'm never surprised when I start to see the crook of somebody's mouth start to smile, and before you know it, they're laughing their head off at what the child is saying, because children are the barometers of truth and irony. You know, it's like, if you want to know the truth, ask a child. If you want to know what's really going on, ask a child. They will tell you. They don't have societal or cultural inhibitions thrust upon them yet. So, I'm sorry, Lauren, what were you going to say, about to say?
you're reading my mind. We have a caller on the line. Well, let us see if our caller would like to, we probably have touched a very important point. So let's check in with our caller and see if they'd like to join in this conversation or have a question for Nancy Siegel and Phoetics. Hello, you're on the line with Nancy Siegel and Lauren. Oh, mystery. That's all right. Some people get a little microphone shy, so that is fine. This person can just listen to the musings that are going on here. But you are right. I was going to say that you often hear when parents are together at some kind of childhood play time, and they talk about their child and brag and say, yes, so-and-so said this, and the other mother will respond by saying, right, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth?
If you don't want to know the truth, don't ask a child, because they're going to give it to you. And by the way, is your caller, can your caller hear me?
Oh, yes, the caller's listening. They have chosen perhaps not to ask a question or participate live, which we want to honor that as well, but they are listening. So that's just, if you have some insight into that, an intuitive hit about that, feel free to go with that.
Well, I would just say that to whomever this caller is, just let your sacred inner daughter or son know that they are precious, and they are there and waiting with unconditional love for you to return to them whenever the time is right. And I suspect that the time is imminent, because otherwise you wouldn't be in this, choosing to be in this magical energy of poetics, which it truly is.
You opened up something huge, Nancy, because I think it's inevitable. I think we all need to return to that inner child. It's not. You know, maybe I'll buy a second home, or maybe I'll change jobs. I truly believe, having experienced it personally, that we all need to be guided to feel safe enough to return there, because it holds so many truths, so many, I like how you phrased it, mysteries about who we are, and to help us, if you don't know what your purpose is, your soul purpose, you'll find out, because having that dialogue with your inner child will definitely open that door for you.
Absolutely, and I think the coolest part about it, you know, cool spelled with a K, is that it's always a surprise. Really, there's no way that your adult ego can second guess what your child is going to come up with next. And that's why when we do phoetics, and I have, you know, people, we use our non-dominant hand to let the child come through. This is what I call the hand of ACT, which is the authentic child truth. This is not my own original idea. This comes, a lot of psychologists agree on this, and there's a beautiful book by a psychologist that influenced me. Her first name is Luciana. God has forgiven me. I never remember her last name, but she has a book about the inner child that's a little drawing on it saying, you know, please let me out so I can be with you, you know. And so that really I added that to Phoetics, because I was writing the poetry and the prose and sketching the self-portraits of my childhood photographs and interacting with them for, you know, 15 years before a woman from the International Women's Writers Guild said to me, you need to teach women how to do this, because they're stuck wanting to write their memoirs, and they hit this another block and another mental block. It really kind of began out of the necessity for women writers, except that I believe every woman is a writer, and every woman is a poet, and every woman is an artist. Those are the parts that get squelched when we are kids. Some of us hang on to them, and some of us don't. We never get a chance to discover that beautiful creative side, because it's in our body, and we're driven out of our bodies day one. It's just not safe to be in a female body.
Well,
so,
all of this flows by, like you said, this process. You can't help but experience, as I said to you, when you said you can go buy your 64 box of Crayola crayons, I said, no kidding. And so I went out and had to make sure that box still had a crayon sharpener in the back. I want to get back to our caller because I think we have press made a safe haven for our caller to open up. So we will get back to our caller and hopefully hear what he or she has to say.
Hello.
Hello. Can you...
Hi.
Hello?
Welcome to Fol. My little Nancy, my little inner daughter is waving hello to you. Hi.
Hi there. I have a question. I'm in a situation right now where I am basically in the process of actualizing my childhood dream of what it is that I wanted to do. And I am having a career transition, somewhat of a career transition. And basically, what I'm doing is the thing that I really wanted to do when I was about 9 or 10 years old. And I've heard that there's something particular about 9 or 10 years old that comes up for people. So apparently I'm on schedule.
You are. Do you already know me? Because, I mean, I teach about the 9-year-old.
What I'm trying to figure out is what is it about 9 or 10 versus 6 or 7 or 5 or 4?
Okay. Thank you very much for bringing this up. Number one, bravo for you for honoring your true self. You know, your child self is your genius. And the genius is not, and you don't diss the daemon. The daemon is going to say, you know, you're making me miserable, so I'm going to make your body miserable or your life miserable. You are honoring who you are by making, I mean, talk about I'm calm and courage to change a career and do what makes you happy against all odds, including all the voices, you know, inner and outer. Bravo for you. I want to just give you a whatever they say these days. And then
a high five.
Okay, a high five. There you go. Now, my daughter would say that I was being lame right now because I don't know what the latest thing is, but good for you, cool girl. And the ages and stages of female consciousness is something that I teach in Phoetics, something that other women has never been taught before. Basically, we have, in female consciousness, it starts to rise, it starts to come about when we're about 2 years old. And when we are 4 years old, all psychologists do agree on this across the board, you're never more your authentic self than when you are 4 years old. That's boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for girl, and that can extend up to 5, but that's our self, and that's when we use the non-dominant hand to get that authentic self to start speaking. Between 6 to 7 is a transitional age. So, you know, you remember losing your teeth and getting kind of gawky and a little awkward and wearing shorts, you know, that 6 and a half age, all I want for Christmas is my 2 front teeth, that feeling. Do you remember
sure.
that?
Sure.
Yeah. You're transitioning into what I call the masculine energies in our female selves, and that starts to rise at 7. I have a photograph of this from Susie Shearing. She'll be happy to let me speak her name. She's in the book, and she has a picture that literally depicts this in her Phoetic childhood photos, and she's on her knees. She's 8 years old, 8 and a half, with a best friend. And the masculine energies rise, and they greet the feminine energies at 8, so that the two of them come together in this union, this royal union at 9, and I've written many poems about this, but I do say that at 9, we turn on a dime. You're spinning in this centrifugal force, picture pink and blue together that become lavender and purple, that royal color, and that's the age that we, almost all of us, just get kind of froze. Our power, we're wrenched away from that. But the wrenching happens very early on in degrees. So that's why women remember with great pangs of, I don't want to put words in anybody else's mouth, but that's where they want to go back to pick up the threads and to embrace that 9-year-old girl who really contains all the wisdom and all the answers and helps you make all your decisions of, you know, do I stop, do I go? She's that internal barometer that says, yay, we're doing this. I mean, your sacred inner daughter must be jumping up and down for joy. You must be, like, glowing like you're pregnant.
But let me ask you, that 9-year-old child, she is correct. I mean, I don't want to put a black and white label on it, but it's the truth. If you're seeking guidance and you heard that 9-year-old child say, this is what I want to do that makes me happy, we need to listen to that, right?
Are you talking to me, Lauren?
I am talking to you, because you said something so, and I want to hear from the caller, that at 9, if that 9-year-old child has that figured out an essence of that soul purpose, and the adult says, okay, we're going to do it, I hear you, but there's conflict, that if we listen, you know, we want to, I guess, validate and have a definite, if someone said to you, Nancy, you need to do this, go do it. You know, we want to have a definite directive. And so this caller seems to be questioning or looking for permission, maybe that's the better word to use, to make a decision that for her better self.
Is that correct, caller? Is that correct?
Well, what I said to a friend of mine a few days ago, I said, I feel like I was really, really smart as a child. And,
yeah, you were wise, smart, wise, powerful. You knew exactly what you were supposed to do and what made you happy, right?
Yes, yes.
And so what was it that made you make this quantum leap of faith to change and from whatever your career was into doing what makes you happy?
That's a very good question. I don't think I have 100% clarity, except for I moved.
You moved?
I moved to a place that I was very drawn to.
Ah, well, that was also that when you moved, when you were drawn to, that's still your inner daughter pointing her finger saying, let's move here, let's move there. That's the one, that's the place. You're so in tune with listening to her and honoring her. You don't have to doubt. She knows what's best, what makes her happy. You just use your adult wisdom. If she wanted to live in a windmill, you'd have to figure out, you know, I was thinking of this movie, this, someone who once lived in one. But, I mean, there's always a way to honor and listen to what your sacred inner daughter wants and needs and knows is right and have her be patient with what you need to do as an adult because she adores you. She looks. You're the mother she always wanted. She's so over the moon that you've come back to her. You're the one who parents her the best.
And this is a wonderful example of the power of poetics. I have to check in here, and I wish we could continue this conversation, but the time has just again flown by,
And I want to give out your contact information, Nance, because perhaps this woman will feel free to have a dialogue somehow or email you, and that's at myphoetics@gmail.com. That's P-H-O-E-T-I-C-S, myphoetics@gmail.com. And your website is myphoetics.co. So I want to thank the caller so much for calling in and adding, sharing your thoughts and your inner daughter with us. She's just beautiful. And Nancy, this is something you need to move forward with as well. It's just, it's intoxicating. It's wonderful. So I thank you so much for joining us today on the show, and I hope you'll come back again.
I certainly will. It's been a nice female trilogy of the three of us, kind of like uniting here, holding hands, and talking. So to your caller, thank you for picking up the phone and calling and sharing, realizing a dream and honoring your inner daughter. That is it doesn't get any more beautiful than that. Lauren, goodbye to you, and I'm happy to come on any time.
Yes, yes. And I want to honor the inner daughter in all of us, and want to thank my guest, Nancy Siegel, and for creating a powerful process to awaken the authentic self and the inner daughter, Phoetics. And again, you can contact Nancy at myphoetics@gmail.com, or you can go to her website at myphoetics.co. Thank you once again for joining us on the show. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and stay tuned for next week when our guest will be. A little surprise, I love that. Again, this is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you so much for joining us on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes, and I hope you find comfort in your own shoes. And I'm going to leave you with Keith Chagall and Diamonds.